Explosion Imminent. The Appearance of Red Supergiants at the Point of Core Collapse, by Ben Davies et al. From the early radiation of Type 2P supernovae, SNE, it has been claimed that the majority of their red supergiant, RSG, progenitors are enshrouded by large amounts of circumstellar material, CSM, at the point of explosion. The inferred density of this CSM is orders of magnitude above that seen around RSGs in the field, and is therefore indicative of a short phase of elevated mass loss prior to explosion. It is not known over what timescale this material gets there. Is it formed over several decades by a backquote superwind, with mass loss rate dot approximately 10 to the power of minus 3 msunyr1? Or is it formed in less than a year by a brief backquote outburst, with dot approximately 10 to the power of minus 1 msunyr1? In this paper, we simulate spectra for RSGs undergoing such mass loss events, and demonstrate that in either scenario the CSM suppresses the optical flux by over a factor of 100, and that of the near IR by a factor of 10. We argue that the backquote superwind model can be excluded as it causes the progenitor to be heavily obscured for decades before explosion, and is strongly at odds with observations of 2P progenitors taken within 10 years of core collapse. Instead, our results favor abrupt outbursts. This was Explosion Imminent, The Appearance of Red Supergiants at the Point of Core Collapse, by Ben Davies et al.